string. I've only got to wiggle my hand a bit and it swings right round. Ooh, the librarian sneezed. Ooh. Now you're some sort of large bird, said Rincewind. You are in a bad way, aren't you? Still, once I tell them your name... The librarian changed shape and moved fast. There was a very short period of time in which a lot happened. Ah, said Rincewind calmly when it seemed to be over. Well, let us start with what we know. I can't see. The reason I can't see is that my robe is hanging over my eyes. From this I can deduce that I am upside down. You are gripping my ankles, correction, one ankle. So obviously you are holding me upside down. We are at the top of the tower. This means... He fell silent. All right, let's start again, he said. Let's start by me not telling anyone your name. The librarian let go. Rincewind dropped a few inches onto the planks of the tower. You know, that was a really mean trick you just did, he said. Walk. We'll say no more about it, shall we? Rincewind looked up at the big empty sky. It ought to be raining. He'd done everything he was supposed to do, hadn't he? And all that had happened was that the faculty of UU was down there being condescending about everything. It wasn't even as if they could do a rain-making spell. For one of those to work, you needed some rain around to start with. In fact, it was prudent to make sure that some heavy-looking clouds were being blown in your direction. And if it wasn't raining, then probably those terrible currents they talked about were still around too. It wasn't a bad country. They were big on hats. They were big on big hats. He could save up and buy a farm on the Never Never and watch sheep. After all, they fed themselves and they made more sheep. All you had to do was pick the wool off occasionally. The luggage had probably settled down to being a sheepdog. Except that there wasn't any more water. No more sheep, no more farms. Mad and Crocodile Crocodile, the lovely ladies Darlene and Letitia, Remorse and his horses. All those people had shown him how to find the things you could eat without throwing up too often, all drying up and blowing away. Him too.
Good day.
Ook. Oh no, Rincewind moaned.
Throat a bit parched.
Look, you're not supposed to...
It's all right. I have an appointment down in the city. There's been a fight over the last bottle of beer. However, let me assure you of my personal attention at all times.
Well, thank you. When it's time to stop living, I will certainly make death my number one choice. Death faded. The cheek of him. Turning up like that. We're not dead yet, shouted Rincewind to the burning sky. There's lots we could do. If we could get to the hub, we could cut loose a big iceberg and tow it here, and that'd give us plenty of water. If we could get to the hub. Where there's hope, there's life, I'll have you know. I'll find a way. Somewhere there's a way of making rain.
Death had gone.
Rincewind swung the bull roarer menacingly.
And don't come back!
Ooh! The librarian gripped Rincewind's arm and sniffed the air. Then Rincewind caught the smell too. Rincewind spoke a fairly primitive language, and it had no word for that smell you get after rain, other than that smell you get after rain. Anyone trying to describe the smell would have to flounder among words like moisture, heat, vapour, and with a following wind, exhalation. Nevertheless, there was the smell you get after rain. In this burning land, it was like a brief jewel in the air. Rincewind whirled the piece of wood again. It made noise out of all proportion to the movement, and there was that smell again. He turned it over. It was still just a wooden oval. There weren't any markings on it. He gripped the end of the string and whirled the thing experimentally a few more times.
Did you notice that when it did this, he began?
It wouldn't stop. He couldn't lower his arm.
I think it wants to be spun, he said.
Ooh!
You think I should?
Ooh! That's very helpful.
Ooh,
the librarian ducked. Rincewind spun. He couldn't see the wood now because the string was getting longer with each turn. A blur curved through the air some way from the tower, getting further away with each spin. The sound of it was a long, drawn-out drone. When it was well out over the city, it exploded in a thunderclap. But something still whirled on the end of the line, like a tight silver cloud, throwing out a trail of white particles that made a spiral that sped out wider and wider.